you know, if you're really not going to deal with it, then you shouldn't have them. But if you are either by compulsion or necessity going to have employees, then you can't expect to give them some vague and general guidance and turn them loose. And there are a lot of offices where, for example, the people answering the phones, what they've been told to do is answer the phones. And it filters into almost every job. Often the view of it communicated to the person is very narrow. In manufacturing, the bunch that I took over, they were told to make that stuff and assemble it. And that's about as far as it went. Not like you're going to be graded on being here on time, being in a clean uniform, filling out your job sheets, percentage of the stuff that you make that is actually right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My first and only job as an employee to speak of was a field sales position. And the program was, here's your company car, here's your five-state territory, here's a road atlas, here's a computer printout of accounts, and here's a sample case and a catalog of products, and most importantly, here's how to fill out your three documents, order form, credit application for an account, and your expense report every week. Have at it. You know, when you think about, I don't know, it probably to hire, just to run ads, find somebody and get somebody hired for a territory sales position, today's dollars is maybe, I don't know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. It had to cost at least half that in 1970, whatever that was. Then you got a car. Then you got expenses being racked up. But God forbid anybody should, you know, have a program. Here's how you're supposed to plan and organize your territory. Here's how you rank accounts. Here's how you present the product. Here's the order in which you present the product. Here's the scripted language we have for the product that we know works. Here's what your ratios of effectiveness should be and that you're going to be great on and on and on. And I think most jobs are this way. The people are literally kind of tossed in there. And the third thing they do, if you want sort of another related type of sabotage, is they let the ones they already got train and indoctrinate the new one. And rather than do it themselves. So even if they spend an hour or two laying out their program for Bob or Susan, as soon as they turn Bob or Susan over to the three they already got, the three they already got quickly throw out the program and teach the new person their program. And the difference between the two is Grand Canyon-like. I mean, if you ever actually go around and sit down and can configure a way to have an honest conversation with employees in different jobs and have them describe what they think their job is and what their priorities are and what's a good day and what's a bad day and what's supposed to happen here, and then go and have the business owner tell you what he thinks is going on, the differences are epic, not trivial.
Dan, for the people who don't have staff, this is actually a fantastic call because it's going to give you a real heads up on things you need to know, you know, before you hire someone, and also prepare yourself for, you know, doing what you need to do before you get that person, you know, on board. And also,
beyond that, largely the same principles apply to outsourced rather than employees.
Right,
so
absolutely.
If somebody doesn't have actual underfoot W-2 employees, they almost certainly have vendors, and they almost certainly have freelance providers of goods and services.
Or virtual assistants.
Yeah, and they not only do you have to manage them, but in many cases you have to manage their employees who are doing work for you.
Because, absolutely.
Because they're doing such a crappy job of managing them.
Right, absolutely. I have a lot of questions to ask, so I'm going to move you along here. How about giving us a worldview of what and how things in business should be done in your view?